It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. I'll say a phrase, you tell me what comes to mind. Asleep at the wheel. You're to be forgiven if you're thinking of someone testing the limits of Tesla's autopilot system, but when the band of that name got its start 50 years ago, the notion of self-driving cars was mostly the stuff of science fiction. The passage of time is clearly on the mind of the leader of Asleep at the Wheel as the modern-day kings of Western swing mark five decades at the forefront of a signature Texas sound.
Lamps on the table, pictures on the wall, a pretty sofa and that ain't all. If I'm not mistaken, a sure am right. Somebody else in the parlor tonight.
Eye to red, eye to red, I'm plumb fool about eye to red. Eye to red, eye to red, I'm plumb fool about eye to red.
When vocalist and guitar wizard Ray Benson founded the Grammy Award-winning group at the dawn of the 1970s, no one quite knew what to make of them. A group with a lot of country and jazz influences combined with rock and roll swagger and attitude. But in the years since, Brother Ray, as he's affectionately known, has become an icon himself, from acting as the literal voice of the Don't Mess with Texas campaign to serving as a de facto goodwill ambassador for Texas music. And now, a new EP release to mark 50 years at the wheel. The title is Better Times. Ray Benson, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David. Always a fan of the show, as you know.
Well, I'm always a fan of Asleep at the Wheel, as you know. Better Times, I heard you wrote the title track during the pandemic. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, I had COVID in March of last year. You know, I tell people I was an early adopter. So locked up at the house, I watched a lot of black and white movies. And I kept thinking about the parallels between World War II and this virus, and so I wanted to write a song that sort of evoked that whole feeling that, hey, we're going to get through this after the war, and we'll all meet together in better times.
The clubs are all closed, streets dark and empty. The air seems a threat. Every breath seems to tempt me. Live life like we used to for those days we pine.
How do you see the state of the Texas music scene right now? I mean, I know a lot of musicians really struggle without places to play. It grounded Asleep at the Wheel just as you guys were getting ready to go out and do some celebrating.
Yeah, it certainly, I'll tell you what, the future though, it looks very bright, because people certainly have indicated how much they miss going out to see music. And I know that with the vaccine and with the progress on the pandemic, that we'll be back to playing for a lot of people again.
Tired of being lonely, yearning to breathe free. Remember the rhythm, remember the rhyme. We'll be together again in better times.
Tell us a little bit about the history of Asleep at the Wheel for those who may not be well informed. A lot of folks have moved to Texas and discovered Asleep at the Wheel in the process of sort of building up their Texas bona fides, I suppose you could say. You're a tall dude, and seems like you could have been born with a cowboy hat, but I think it always surprises folks to hear your real backstory. How did a kid from the Philly suburbs end up fronting one of Texas's signature music groups?
Well, I guess television had a lot to do with it. You know, we all grew up in the 50s and 60s with Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, the cowboy sitcoms, on TV. And of course, I was a child performer. I had a group with my sister. We played folk music, which was kind of like country music. I played in square dance bands on the weekend. And so the music was always there. And then when I found out that Tex Williams was from Indiana and Roy Rogers from Ohio, I went, well, hell, I can do that.
Yippee-i-okay. Yippee-i-okay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. But my legs ain't bowed. Oh, no.
So what did you do? You didn't hightail it to Texas right away. I understand somehow or another you were in West Virginia.
West by God, Virginia, as we like to say. Yeah, Fendervirus had a farm. It was 1969. They said the cities were burning. That, you know, the Vietnam War was happening. There was civil unrest. And we said, hey, you want to come out to this farm and help us with some of the farm work and get your band together? And so we moved to a log cabin in outside of Paw Paw, West Virginia, that was built in the late 1700s, and began the journey of playing around West Virginia in these little honky-tonks, and made our way into Washington, D.C., and that's and that was where we started getting our cred, you know.
What drew you to Austin? What drew you to Texas? I mean, obviously, there were the musical influences there, but why did Asleep at the Wheel sort of end up becoming a Texas band when you could have been based out east?
Well, you know, Willie Nelson and Doug Somm were two of the early reasons why we moved here. Of course, Willie said, hey, move down here and I'll have you open the shows every chance you get for $100. It was just so perfect.
And then what was that first sort of taste of success like? Was there a particular song that kind of put Asleep at the Wheel on the map as you see it?
Well, first of all, you know, just the fact that we were playing Bob Wills music down in Texas was like, holy mackerel, who are these guys? You know, this is incredible. And that's how Willie first said, he said, I can't believe there's a band called Asleep at the Wheel just playing Bob Wills music, and he came down to meet us. But I don't know, it was just a perfect fit. You know, Austin, in terms of our age group, was here, but then again, it had the history of all the great music that we love, Bob Wills, etc., Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. So it felt like home.
Don't ask me why I'm going to Texas. Why in all the world am I here? 'Cause I do love to hear those Texas fiddles and dance and sing and drink my Lone Star beer.
Why is this so important to you? I mean, I know, having talked with you in the past, that you are a musicologist, and you've appeared in, you know, Ken Burns documentaries and that sort of thing. But this is more than just a living for you. This is more than, you know, than just a group. This is like deeply personal to you.
Well, I feel a great obligation to you know, I'm a third generation American, and my father's side of second, you know, descended from immigrants, and you get you fall in love with America. And especially the music and the culture of America. And I just was like, oh my gosh, I have been given this incredible legacy of music that people trust me with. And so, yeah, man, it's a gift that I really should treasure and honor. Because, you know, George Strait's a real good friend of mine. And George has all the credentials to be exactly what it is he is, you know. Okay, you were born down in Texas, you know, you ranch, etc. I didn't have those credentials, but all I needed was the talent and the drive to do it, and Texas accepted me, and that was huge, you know.
We've been talking with Ray Benson. Asleep at the Wheel's been carrying the torch for Texas swing for 5 decades, and now a new EP released to mark its birthday. The title, Better Times. Better Times indeed. Ray Benson, great to have you back on the big broadcast, and here's to many more years behind the wheel.
And many more years of the Texas Standard, my friend, and it's one of the great assets of public radio, and keep up the great work.